Cuomo, in a speech in Utica, says downstate lawmakers, who numerically dominate the legislature, have been unified in seeking aid and programs for New York City and Long Island. But he says upstate lawmakers are more balkanized and have been largely unsuccessful.
You know, there is no place called upstate New York, right? There's Buffalo, there's Rochester, there's Utica. There's no one says, I'm from upstate. And there was no unity among the upstate delegation.
Cuomo says there is now more of a central focus on the upstate economy, and he says he's the one responsible.
That has changed dramatically. Why? Because we've insisted that it changed dramatically.
The governor was in Utica to announce an expansion of nanotech facilities through the state university, which includes a General Electric research facility. He says it could result in as many as 2,500 new jobs. Cuomo's comments come as legislative leaders are taking an increased interest in upstate. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has been touring regions north of Westchester all summer, with stops in Binghamton, Syracuse, and Buffalo. His latest visit was a three-day survey of the Capital Region. It included nearly two dozen stops. Hastie says he's seen each region's positive attributes, but also the troubled areas, where he says the problems of poverty, lack of jobs, and crumbling infrastructure are not that different from some parts of his home borough, the Bronx.
In all of the places that we've gone, I've seen the great parts of my colleagues' districts, but then I also saw parts of the districts that continue to struggle and need to be addressed. And that's happened just about in every stop that I've made so far.
Hastie says while the majority of the Democrats who rule the assembly are from downstate, that won't drive the decisions made in the conference about schools, spending priorities, and economic policy.
The needs of the upstate members should be and will be addressed. This is one of the reasons why I absolutely wanted to do this tour, is to really let people know that upstate New York is not going to be forsaken.
Senate leader John Flanagan, who is from Long Island, was in Cooperstown recently. And Republicans who rule the state Senate have often argued that they need to stay in power because if Democrats control the Senate, upstate needs will be neglected. Governor Cuomo, speaking to reporters, says if the GOP's claims are true, then he asks why has upstate been shortchanged for decades.
If they did, then upstate New York would have gotten much more over the past years, right? Because the Republican Senate has been in control. They could have remedied it. Right? Everything takes two houses. They could have remedied it.
A Senate GOP spokesman says Senate Republicans have always been a strong and consistent voice for upstate taxpayers and their families. Speaker Hastie, in an editorial board meeting with the Albany Times Union, one of the stops on his upstate tour, says he thinks the whole upstate-downstate divide is too often amplified for political posturing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.